إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، in need of praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jalla guides, then none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jalla misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Alhamdulillah, we are going to continue with the explanation of Sharh al-Sunnah of Al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, using عون الباري ببيان ما تضمنه شرح السنة للإمام البربهاري أبا الشيخ العلامة ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله. And alhamdulillah, again, بارك الله فيكم. No doubt, it is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that وفقنا جميعا, that He granted us all success to read the books of the Salaf and to study them, so that we can acquaint ourselves with the belief of Ahlul Sunnah that is based upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we reach point number 26. قال الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله والإيمان بالمسيح الدجال والإيمان بالمسيح الدجال, to have faith, to believe in المسيح الدجال, the Antichrist. To have faith in المسيح الدجال. والإيمان بنزول عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام ينزل فيقتل الدجال ويتزوج ويصلي خلف القائم من آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ويموت ويدفنه المسلمون. And to have faith in the descent of Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam, that he would descend, kill the Dajjal, that Isa, he would descend, kill the Dajjal, marry and pray behind the leader of the Muslims, and Isa, he would die, and the Muslims, they will bury him. So again, to have faith in al-Masih al-Dajjal, to have faith in the descent of Isa, the son of Maryam. He would descend, meaning Isa, kill the Dajjal, marry, and pray behind the leader of the Muslims, who is from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Isa will die and be buried by the Muslimun, by the Muslims. Moving on to the explanation, قال الشيخ العلامة ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله, من العقائد التي يجب الإيمان بها أن الدجال الأعور يخرج في آخر الزمان. From the beliefs that it is obligatory to have faith in is that the one-eyed Dajjal will appear at the end of time. From the beliefs that it is obligatory to have faith in is that the one-eyed Dajjal will appear at the end of time. وهو من أشراط الساعة الكبرى. And this is from the major signs of the hour. وفتنته عظيمة. And the fitna of the Dajjal is great. ومن فتنته أنه يأمر السماء. From the fitna of the Dajjal is that he commands the sky and it rains. والأرض فتنبت. And he commands the earth and it will bring forth vegetation. ومعه مثل الجنة والنار. And the Dajjal, he has with him what appears like a paradise and also what appears like a fire. He will have with him what appears like a paradise and what appears like a fire. فَنَارُهُ جَنَّةٌ. This fire, in reality, is a paradise. وَجَنَّتُهُ. And that which is similar to paradise that he has, is in reality now, is a fire. وَيَتْبَعُهُ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا مِّنْ يَهُودِ أَصْبَهَانِ. He will be followed by 70,000 of the Yahud of Asbahan. And he is the Mahdi of the Yahud, الَّذِي يَنْتَذِرُونَهُ, who they are waiting for. The Mahdi is the Dajjal. وَلِلْرَوَافِضْ Mahdi. Likewise, the Rafid, the Shia, they have a Mahdi. اخْتَرَعُوهُ, that they have invented. And many of you may have heard about the Mahdi of the Shia, Rafidah. يَزْعُمُونَ أَنْهُ مُخْتَفٍ فِي السِّرْدَابِ. They claim that he is hiding in a cellar or a tunnel. And they invent all types of tales and fabrications concerning him. مِنَ الْأَسَاطِيرُ وَالْأَكَاذِيبَ الْأُمُورَ الَّتِي لَا يَقُولُ بِمِثْلِهَا الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى فِي أَصْحَابِ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ. And the Rafida, they make claims, the Shia, that not even the Jews nor the Christians would say about the companions of their prophets. Brothers and sisters, these points again are based upon what? The point that we will start with, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. To have faith in al-Masih al-Dajjal. That is based upon what? It's based upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هَذَا ثَابِتٌ كَمَا قَالُهُ الشَّيْخِ وَالْأَحَدِيثِ فِي خُرُوجِهِ وَفِتْنَتِهِ الْكُبْرَى مُتَوَاتِرًا. The ahadith about the appearance of the Dajjal and the great fitna of the Antichrist, the Dajjal, have reached the level of mutawatir. There are numerous and plenty narrations concerning this. قَدْ رَوَاهَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْ ثَلَاثِينَ صَحَابِيَّةِ. More than 30 companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have narrated a hadith affirming the appearance of the Dajjal, talking about the Dajjal. And we know from the meaning of التواتر is في اصطلاح المحدثين يستحيل تواطؤهم على الكذب. It's impossible for this number to come together and invent a lie like this. It's impossible. There are so many narrations. As a side benefit, ikhwan, does anyone know why the Dajjal is known as Al-Masih Al-Dajjal? The word Al-Masih? Anybody? Nah. Yes, that's one of the points that's mentioned by the people of knowledge. They say that the Dajjal is referred to as Al-Masih Al-Dajjal because the word Al-Masih سمي الدجال مسيحا لأن عينه الواحدة ممسوحة, because one of his eyes is ممسوحة, meaning it's like it's a braided or wiped off, meaning he's one-eyed. So, Al-Masih, because his eye is mamsuha, from the word masaha, na'am. And remember that, ikhwan, because, inshallah ta'ala, ghadan tomorrow we'll mention another benefit as it pertains to this word, Al-Masih. Yes, na'am. Dajjal. Why is he called a Dajjal, Sharif? لماذا سمي دجالا؟ المسيح الدجال. عبد العزيز تفضل. From the word دجل which means نعم to fabricate, to lie, to deceive. However, the ulama they mention also الدجال سمي بذلك لأنه يغطي الحق بباطله. He is known as الدجال because he hides truth with his falsehood. He hides truth with his deception and his trickery with his falsehood. From the ahadith, and alhamdulillah, as we have become accustomed to, tariqah to Shaykhina Shaykh Rabi Habidullah, similar to the tariqah of Imat al-Hadith, that alhamdulillah, the Shaykh, he will mention a number of the ahadith that talk about the Dajjal, and inshallah ta'ala, when we read some of these ahadith, I will highlight some of the benefits that these ahadith contain. The first hadith that the Shaykh he mentioned, منها حديث عبد الله بن عامر بن العاص رضي الله عنه وحديث طويل منه. The hadith that is narrated by the noble companion Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنه, and it is a long hadith, and there comes in that hadith يخرج الدجال في أمتي. The Dajjal will appear among my nation. The Dajjal will appear among my nation. يخرج الدجال في أمتي فيمكث أربعين. And he will remain for 40. لا أدري أربعين يوما أو أربعين شهرا أو أربعين عاما. And I do not know whether it is 40 days or 40 months or 40 years. And that's from the narrator. فيبعث الله عيسى بن مريم. Allah Azza wa Jal will then send Isa, the son of Mary, Maryam, كأنه عروة ابن مسعود. فيطلبه فيهلكه. And Isa will pursue the Dajjal and he will kill him. So alhamdulillah, that's a dalil للمسألتين الاثنين. Firstly, the appearance of the Dajjal, and likewise Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will kill the Dajjal. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يخرج الدجال في أمتي. The Dajjal will appear among my nation and he will remain for 40. فيبعث الله عيسى بن مريم. Allah will send Isa, the son of Maryam, كأنه عروة ابن مسعود فيطلبه فيهلكه. And Isa ibn Maryam, who looks like عروة ibn مسعود, Isa will pursue the Dajjal and kill him. Likewise, there's another hadith the Shaykh mentions, الحديث الثاني ومنها حديث فاطمة بنت قيس رضي الله عنها. And again, this is an encouragement for the sisters. Look, Fatima bint Qais, how she memorized that this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise it is a fairly long hadith, and at the end of it she mentions فَحَفِدْتُ هَذَا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I memorized this from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because the female companions, we find that they were diligent in seeking knowledge. They were diligent in learning, they would memorize, they would attend the gatherings of knowledge, and they would learn at every opportunity that was available to them. Unfortunately, in our time, there are many sisters' gatherings, but those gatherings, and also this is applicable to the brothers, but alhamdulillah, we're talking about the rawi of this hadith, the narrator of this hadith, Fatima bin Qais, where there are gatherings in this time, but they're not gatherings of ilm. They're gatherings of qeel and qal, he said, she said, and gossip. And those type of gatherings, لا خير فيها, there's no benefit in them. The gatherings that are beneficial for the women, and likewise the men, are gatherings of ilm. And that is why women, also they don't have their separate movements, where they have their own programs, where unqualified people are teaching. That's fawda. And the brothers, الرجال قوامون على النساء, you look and you see who your family is learning from. You don't just send them to anyone. People teaching kutub and they've never studied that book in their life. Books that some of them pertaining to matters of aqaid, يحتاج إلى طالب العلم قوي, which means a student of knowledge that is firm and grounded. Just because somebody went and sat in Yemen or Egypt or Saudi Arabia for 6 months or a year, هذا لا يؤهلهم. That doesn't make them أهل. نعم, if a sister is qualified, Alhamdulillah, and she has studied, نعم, she sits in the masjid, she can benefit the people. لا بأس بذلك. However, look, the hadith of Fatima bin Qais, رضي الله عنها, قالت, she said, may Allah Azza wa Jalla be pleased with her. And this is a proof, Ikhwan. The Dajjal, what is the Dajjal? Who can tell me? Because some people, like, you hear some people in this time, they say the Dajjal is referring to the New World Order. وَلَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. They say the Dajjal is referring to the New World Order. That's the Dajjal. So what is the Dajjal? What is he? نعم أحسنت. The Dajjal, and the Dalil is in this hadith. فيه دليل أن الدجال رجل من بني آدم. The Dajjal is a man from the children of Adam. Not the New World Order. أعوذ بالله. That's إنكار وجود الدجال وخروج الدجال. That is a denial in the emergence of the Dajjal. Those people that say the Dajjal is referring to the New World Order. هذا التكذيب. That individual is rejecting the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Likewise, somebody may say, okay, Alhamdulillah. Al-Barbahari mentioned this. To believe in the Dajjal, the Antichrist. Why is he mentioning this in this book? Because know that there were deviant sects like the Khawarij, like the Mu'tazila, like the Jahmiya, they deny the emergence of the Dajjal. Somebody may say, okay, that was then, what about now? Nobody's going to say that in this time. هذا كذب محض. Abu A'la al-Mawdudi, I'll read to you some of his words. Listen to this. تستغرب that أن يستر هذا الكلام من مسلم. You'll be amazed that these words would emanate from a Muslim. He said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يظن خروج الدجال في عهده أو قريبا من عهده. لكن مضت إلى هذا الظن ألف سنة. He said, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he thought that the Dajjal would appear during his time or close to his time. However, more than 1,000 years have passed. And he goes on to say, فَثَبَتَ أَنَّ ظَنَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَمْ يَكُنْ صَحِيحًا. So this establishes that the speculation or the assumption of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was incorrect. Look at that. Look how he's talking about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu A'la al-Mawdudi, one of the heads of al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun. Individuals, they will defend him and they will not hear anything said about him, even if it's clarifying his errors. But look what he said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا سَلِمَ مِنْهُ حَتَى الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَلِعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So نعم, Fatima bin Qays, she said, رضي الله عنها, she said, خَرَجْتُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ فصليت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I went out to the masjid and I prayed with the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكنت في صف النساء التي تلي ظهور القوم. And I was in the row of the women that was closest to the people. Again, alhamdulillah, at that time there was no ikhtilat. They would not free mix. فلما قضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاته جلس على المنبر وهو يضحك. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he finished his prayer, he sat on the minbar and he was smiling. فقال, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَيَلْزَمَنْ كُلُّ إِنسَانْ مُسَلَّىٰ. Let every person stay in the place that they prayed. ثُمَّ قَالَ, and then he said, أَتَدَرُونَ لِمَا جَمَعْتُكُمْ. Do you know why I have gathered you together? قَالُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمْ. They said, Allah and His Messenger knows best. قال إني والله ما جمعتكم لرغبة ولا لرهبة ولكن جمعتكم لأن تميما الدار كان رجلا نصرانيا فجاء فبايع وأسلم وحدثني حديثا وافق الذي كنت أحدثكم عن مسيح الدجال. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said by Allah, I did not gather you for something that is going to alarm you or something that you may perceive to be of a benefit to you or good.
He said, but I gathered you because Tamim Ad-Dari once used to be a Christian, but he came and he pledged his pledge of allegiance and he accepted al-Islam, the noble Sahabi, Tamim Ad-Dari. And he informed me of something which agrees with what I have told you and informed you about the Masih al-Dajjal. حدثني أنه ركب في سفينة بحرية مع 30 رجلا من لخم وجذام. Tamim Ad-Dari said that he sailed in a ship with 30 men from the tribe of Lakhm and Judham. فلعب بهم الموت شهرا في البحر. And the waves tossed and turned them for a month at sea. ثم أرفعوا إلى جزيرة في البحر حين مغرب الشمس. And then they came to an island at sea at sunrise. So they sat in a rowing boat. فجلسوا في أقرب السفينة. They boarded a rowing boat. فدخلوا الجزيرة and they went to this island. فلقيتهم دابة أهلبوا كثير الشعر. And when they went to this island, they were met by a beast with a great amount of hair. لا يدرون ما قبله من دبري من كثرة الشعر. They did not know what was the front of this beast or the back of it due to the great amount of hair. فقالوا ويلك ما أنت. They said to this beast, what are you? Woe be to you, what are you? فقالت أنا الجساسة. The beast had said, I am الجساسة. They said, what is الجساسة? What's the meaning of this? قالت, it said, أيها القوم, O people, انطلقوا إلى هذا الرجل في الدير فإنه إلى خبركم بالأشواق. This beast said to them, O people, go to this man in the monastery, for he is keen to know about you. He wants to know information about you. قال فلما سمت لنا رجلا. When this beast named for us and told us about this man, we were afraid that it was a devil. فرقنا منها أن تكون شيطانا. We were afraid that it was a شيطان, a devil. قال فانطلقنا سراعا حتى دخلنا الدير. So they said, we rushed and we went in haste until we entered the monastery. فإذا فيه أعظم إنسان رأيناه قط خلقا وأشده وثاقا. Tamim, he said, we entered the monastery and we saw who? Unexpectedly, we found in it the largest man we have ever seen. So that's a proof that the Dajjal is a man min Bani Adam. It's not the new world order. Is that clear to everyone? We found in there a man, أعظم إنسان رأيناه, that we had seen قد ever, as it pertained to the way that he was created. وَشَدُّهُ وِثَاقًا. And he was bound strongly in chains. مَجْمُوعَةٌ يَدَاهُ إِلَى عُنُقِهِ. With his hands tied to his neck. مَا بَيْنَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى كَعْبَيْهِ بِالْحَدِيدِ. With his hands tied to his neck and his legs bound from the knees to the ankles in iron shackles. قُلْنَا وَيْلَكَ مَا أَنْتُ. We said to him, woe be to you, what are you? قَالَ قَدْ قَدَرْتُمْ عَلَى خَبَرِي. He said to them, you will soon find out about me. فَأَخْبِرُونِي مَا أَنْتُمْ. Tell me about yourselves. قَالُوا. So Tamim Ad-Dari and those who are with him, they said, نَحْنُ أُنَاسْ مِنَ الْعَرَبِ. We are a people from the Arab. رَكِبْنَا فِي سَفِينَةٍ بَحْرِيَةٍ. We boarded on a boat. فَصَادَفَنَا الْبَحَرِ. We were sailing on a boat at sea, but the sea became wild and the waves tossed us for around 1 month. فَلَعِبَ بِنَا الْمَوْتْ شَهْرًا ثُمَّ أَرْفَأْنَا إِلَى جَزِيرَتِكَ. And then they brought us to your island, هذه. فَجَلَسْنَا فِي أَقْرَبِهَا. And we boarded on a rowing boat. فَدَخَلْنَا الْجَزِيرَةَ. And we came to the island and we were met by the beast which had a great amount of hair. We did not know its front from its back due to the great amount of hair. And we said, woe be to you, what are you? فَقَالَتْ, and it said, I am Al-Jassasa. And we said, what is Al-Jassasa? And the beast said, قَالَتْ, اِعْمِدُوا إِلَى هَذَا الرَّجُلْ فِي الدَّيْرِ. Let's go to that man who is in the monastery. Again, the Dajjal is a man, مِنْ بَنِي آدَمْ. فَإِنَّهُ إِلَى خَبَرِكُمْ بِالْأَشْوَاقِ. Because that man is keen to find out about you. فَأَقْبَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ. So we came to you siraan, in haste. وَفَزِعْنَا مِنْهَا. And we were scared of this thing. وَلَمْ نَأْمَنَ أَن تَكُونَ شَيْطَانًا. And we did not feel safe. And we were not sure if it was a devil or not. فَقَالَ أَخْبِرُونِي. So now, this man, the Dajjal, said, أَخْبِرُونِي أَن نَخْلِي بَيْسَان. The Dajjal asked Tamim al-Dari and those with him, tell me about the date palm trees of Baysan. قُلْنَا أَن أَيِّ شَأْنِهَا تَسْتَخْبِرْ. We said to him, what do you want to know about the date palm trees of Baysan? He said, قَالَ أَسْأَلُكُمْ أَن نَخْلِهَا هَلْ يُثْمِرْ. He said, I'm asking you about the date palm trees. Do they bear any fruit? قُلْنَا لَهُ. We said, نَعَمْ, yes. قَالَ أَمَا إِنُّهُ يُوشِكُ أَن لَا تُثْمِرْ. He said, the Dajjal, there will be a time, soon there will be a time when they will not bear any fruit. قَالْ أَخْبِرُونِي عَنْ بُحَيْرَةِ الطَّبَرِيَّةِ, the Tiberius. Then the Dajjal, he said to them, أَخْبِرُونِي عَنْ بُحَيْرَةِ الطَّبَرِيَّةِ. Tell me about the Tiberius, the lake of Tiberius, الطَّبَرِيَّةِ. قُلْنَا عَنْ أَيِّ شَأْنِهَا تَسْتَخْبِرْ. We said to him, what do you want to know about it? قَالَ هَلْ فِيهَا مَا. He said, is there any water in that? قَالُوا يَا كَثِيرَةُ الْمَا. They responded, there's plenty water. قَالَ أَمَا إِنَّ مَاءَهَا يُوشِكُ أَنْ يَذْهَبْ. The Dajjal responded by saying, soon the water will dry up. Again, قال أخبروني عن عين زغر. The Dajjal asked them, tell me about the spring of زغر. قالوا عن أي شأنها تستخبر. They asked him again, what do you want to know about it? قال هل في العين ما. In this spring, is there any water? وهل يزرع أهلها بماء العين. And do the people utilize this water to grow their crops? We said, قلنا له نعم, yes. هي كثيرة الماء. There is plenty water there. وأهلها يزرعون من مائها. And the people, they utilize the water of the spring to plant their crops, to grow their crops. قال أخبروني عن نبي الأميين. ما فعل. Then the Dajjal said to them, tell me about the prophet of the unlettered. Who's the unlettered? ياسر. من الأميون. Referring to the Arab at that time, because illiteracy was prevalent among them, except for the minority among them. So then the Dajjal said, tell me about the prophet of the unlettered, meaning the Arab. ما فعل, what did he do? قالوا قد خرج من مكة ونزل يثرب. We responded, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left from Mecca and he went to Yathrib. Where's Yathrib? Medina. Naam. That was the name of Medina, Yathrib. Qala aqatalahu al-Arab. The Dajjali asked, did the Arab fight him? Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qulna naam. We said yes. Qala kayfa sana'a bihim. The Dajjali asked, how did he deal with them? Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فأخبرناه أنه قد ظهر على من يليه من العرب وأطاعوه. قال لهم قد كان ذلك. قلنا نعم. So we informed the Dajjal that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prevailed over the Arab in his vicinity and they obeyed him. So the Dajjal asked, has it really happened? We said yes. قال أما إن ذاك خير لهم أن يطيعوه. He said, it's better for them that they obey him. وَإِنِّي مُخْبِرُكُمْ عَنِّي. And now I'm going to tell you about me. This is the Dajjal. He said, وَإِنِّي مُخْبِرُكُمْ عَنِّي. I'm going to tell you, verily I'm going to inform you about who I am. He said, إِنِّي أَنَا الْمَسِيحِ. I am the Masih, meaning the Dajjal. وَإِنِّي أُوشِكُ أَنْ يُؤْذَنَ لِي فِي الْخُرُوجِ. And the time is shortly coming where I will be given permission to leave and emerge. فَأَخْرُجُ فَأَسِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَا أَدَعُ قَرْيَةً إلا حببتها في 40 ليلة غير مكة وطيبة فهما محرمتان علي كلتاهما.
He said, and I will travel the earth,
فأسير في الأرض, فلا أدعو قرية إلا حببتها في 40 ليلة.
He said, and there will not be a village, there will not be a town, except that I will stay for 40 nights.
Except for Mecca and Taiba.
What's Taiba?
Medina.
And brothers and sisters, somebody may ask, how can we escape the fitna of the Dajjal? How can we escape the fitna of the Dajjal? That's one of the ajwiba, one of the answers here. Go and live in Mecca or Medina.
Uskun fi Mecca or Medina.
Because the Dajjal will not be able to enter Mecca or Medina.
May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us to die in Dar al-Islam.
He continued, he said, for verily I am prohibited and prevented from entering both of them.
كلما أردت أن أدخل واحدة أو واحدا منهما استقبلني ملك بيده السيف.
He said, every time I try and enter one of them, an angel confronts me, and in his hand is a sword.
يصدني عنها, he blocks me and bars me from entering there. Subhanallah.
وإن على كل نقب منها ملائكة يحرسونها. And on every pathway that leads to them are angels guarding it. قالت فاطمة, she said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وطعن بمخصرته في المنبر. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he hit the minbar with his staff. He said, هذه طيبة, هذه طيبة, هذه طيبة. This is referring to, this is Medina, this is Medina, this is Medina, يعني المدينة. ألا هل كنت حدثتكم ذلك؟ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, did I not tell you about this? فقال الناس, the people, they said, yes. فإنه أعجبني حديث تميم. He said, verily I liked and I was amazed at the narration or the story of Tamim. إنه وافق الذي كنت أحدثكم عنه وعن المدينة ومكة. It agrees with what I used to tell you, and also it agrees with what I told you about Medina and Mecca. ألا إنه في بحر الشام. Verily the Dajjal is in the Sea of Sham, or he is in the Sea of Yemen. And then he said, لا بل من قبل المشرق. ما هو من قبل المشرق؟ ما هو من قبل المشرق؟ ما هو وأومأ بيده إلى المشرق. أي هو في المشرق. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no, rather he is in the east. He is in the east. He is in the east. قالت فاطمة, she said, رضي الله عنها بنت قيس, she said, فحفظت هذا من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. She said, I memorized this from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم, they memorized it because they wanted to know who the Dajjal was, so that they could recognize him and be safe from his fitna. Na'am. Likewise, from the hadith that the Shaykh he mentioned, is the hadith, and this is the fourth hadith that he mentioned, hadith Anas, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَتْبَعَ الدَّجَّالَ مِنْ يَهُودِ أَصْبَهَانَ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا عَلَيْهِمْ الطَّيَالِسَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this comes in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, 70,000 of the Yahud of Asbahan will follow the Dajjal, and they will be wearing Persian shawls. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, and this hadith is the fifth hadith, hadith Imran ibn Hussein, قال, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, نعم, يقول, ما بين خلق آدم إلى قيام الساعة خلق أكبر من الدجال. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, between the creation of Adam and the onset of the hour, there is no creation that is a greater fitna than the Dajjal. There is no creation between the creation of Adam, from the time that Adam was created until the hour, ila qiyam as-sa'ah, when the hour is established, there is not a fitna from the creation that is greater than the fitna of the Dajjal. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us all from it. And likewise, brothers and sisters, there comes in the hadith for the women.
Look at Fatima bin Qais. Remember the hadith that she just narrated. And again, that hadith is also found in Sahih Muslim in the book of Fitan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَيَكُونُ أَكْثَرُ مَنْ يَخْرُجْ إِلَيْهَا النِّسَاءَ. Another hadith, the majority of the people that will go out to the Dajjal is the women. Is the women. That is why now, again, the women also, they need to learn the religion. فَيَكُونُ أَكْثَرُ مَنْ يَخْرُجْ إِلَيْهَا النِّسَاءَ. Majority of the people that will go to the Dajjal is the Nisa. So now, men and women should learn about this. And it highlights for all of us the importance of learning our religion. And just look in our time. Somebody may say, look how many fitan, when the fitan comes and how it targets the women. How people of fitan, the shayateen al-ins and shayateen al-jinn, when they want to misguide the people, they target the women. We don't have time to waste. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, likewise, there comes in the hadith, another hadith that the Shaykh mentioned, and this hadith is hadith number ماذا? Hadith number 7. Hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ala ukhbirukum ani dajjal. He said, should I not tell you about the dajjal? Ala ukhbirukum ani dajjal hadithan ma haddathu nabiyu qawmihi. Shall I tell you about the dajjal? Something which no prophet told his people. Naam. He said, إِنَّهُ أَعْوَرُ. He's one-eyed. The Dajjal is one-eyed. Memorize this. If this person appears in our time, Allah protect us all from him, we need to know what he looks like. We need to know his description, his fitna. So inshallah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal can grant us tawfiq to escape it. إِنَّهُ أَعْوَرُ. He's one-eyed. إِنَّهُ يَجِيءُ مَعَهُ مِثْلُ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. And he will come with that which is like paradise and that which is like the hellfire. فَالَّتِي يَقُولْ إِنَّهَا الْجَنَّةِ. That which he says is a paradise, in reality here nar, it is hell. وَإِنِّي أَنْظَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ كَمَا أَنْظَرَ بِهِ نُوحٌ قَوْمَهُ. And verily I warn you about this, about him, as Nuh warned his people about him. Hadith number 8 again, and this hadith contains, somebody may ask, how do we escape the fitna of the Dajjal here? Seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal. How do we escape the fitna of the Dajjal? Al-Isti'adha billahi Azza wa Jal. Seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fitna of the Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, إِذَا تَشَهَدَ أَحَدُكُمْ, in the last tashahud, فَلْيَسْتَعِدْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعٍ. Then seek refuge with Allah from 4. يَقُولْ أَلَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمْ. He should say, oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the torment of the hellfire. وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبَرِ, and from the torment of the grave, the punishment of the grave. وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَا وَالْمَمَاتِ, and from the fitna, the turmoils of life and death. وَمِنْ شَرِّ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ, and from the evil of the fitna of al-Masih al-Dajjal, the Antichrist. Na'am, you want to escape the fitna of the Dajjal? Seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. Another way, brothers and sisters, who can tell me another way? And inshallah will suffice with that. It's not mentioned here, but inshallah it's a benefit. Another way for us to escape the fitna of the Dajjal, what is it? Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man hafidha 10 ayat min awwali surat al-kahf usima min fitnati ad-dajjal. Whoever memorizes 10 verses from the beginning of surat al-kahf will be saved from the fitna of the dajjal. So whoever encounters the dajjal should recite these opening verses of surat al-kahf. So brothers and sisters, every Jummah, alhamdulillah, is from the Sunnah to recite Surah Al-Kahf. How many of us have memorized the first 10 verses? And we should be doing that every Jummah, once a week at least. كَمْ مِنَّا حَفِذَا 10 آيَات مِنْ أَوَّلِ سُورَةِ الْكَهْفِ. We're not talking about the whole Surah. The first 10 verses. Or the last verses. How many of us? But why is it that everyone in this time has everything to say about everything, but not what is beneficial for their dunya or akhirah. That shows us. من حسن الإسلام المرء ترك ما لا يعنيه. From the perfection of someone's Islam is that they leave that which doesn't concern him. Why? Because if you occupy yourself with that which does not concern you, if I occupy myself with that which does not concern me, then I won't have time to do what really concerns me. من فعل الأوامر واجتناب النواهي وكذلك learning my religion, learning what's going to benefit me in the Akhirah and learning what will benefit me in the dunya, I'm not going to have time because I'm worried about everything else that is trivial. Brothers and sisters, this is an encouragement for me and for you and everyone else to memorize the first 10 verses. If not, memorize the whole surah, because you will recite it, inshallah, at least once a week. So you can revise it once a week. مراجعه مره في الاسبوع. نعم. And if you can't memorize all of it, memorize the first 10 ayat. Memorize part of it. In Surah Al-Kahf, who can tell me, barakallahu feekum, some of the benefits in there? Tafadhal Nasir. Tell me some of the fawaid, some of the benefits in the first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. As the brother he mentioned, if you read, if the Surah Al-Kahf, the ayat in generally, Surah Al-Kahf, the verses that we find in Surah Al-Kahf, we find in there the excellence of Tawheed and the people of Tawheed. The story about those young people and how, alhamdulillah, they were people of Tawheed. وَاَعْتَزَلُوا أَهْلَ الشِّرْكِ, and they abandoned the people of Shirk. You also have the story of Musa with Khidr. You also have the story of Dhul Qarnayn. And you have the story of مَاذَا يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ. You have many, mashallah, beautiful stories in Surah Al-Kahf and many great benefits in that surah. Na'am. So again, this is an encouragement, brothers and sisters, that what? Again, that we learn our religion. We attend the Quran classes. Alhamdulillah, yani there's a class nearly every day, whether it's Quran, whether it's Arabic, whether it's Aqidah, whether it's Fiqh, whether it's Tafsir. Alhamdulillah, let us choose the classes that are appropriate for us at our level, because all of us have different levels. Focus on that and let's learn our religion. We don't have time. What everyone else is doing shouldn't worry you. It's about what we're doing. Now, no doubt you want good for the people, but you don't have control over them. You have control over yourself and those under your authority. Na'am. Likewise, brothers and sisters, another way to escape the fitna of the Dajjal is, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed us, to stay far away from him. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he instructed us to stay far away from the Dajjal. That comes in Sunan Abi Dawud, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it's authentic. من سمع بالدجال فلينأ عنه فوالله إن الرجل ليأتيه وهو يحسب أنه مؤمن فيتبعه مما يبعث به من الشبهات. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, من سمع بالدجال, whoever hears about the Dajjal, فلينأ, then flee from him. فلينأ عنه فوالله, by Allah, إن الرجل, verily a man, ليأتيه, will come to him and believes that he is a believer. A man will come to him and this man believes that he is a believer. فيتبعه مما يبعث به من الشبهات, due to the doubts that the Dajjal will be sent with. Look, a person is not arrogant. مُعْجِب بِنَفْسِهِ. Person doesn't say, you know, I have ilm, I have knowledge, you know, I can go, you know, I don't ma akhaf min ash-shubahat, I'm not scared of doubts. I can mix with anyone, I can go anywhere. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he spoke about the shubahat of the Dajjal, what did he say? فَلِيَنْأَ عَنْهُ, flee from him. Why? Flee from him, why? He said, because a man, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَأْتِيهُ وَيَحْسَبُ أَنَّهُ مُؤْمِنُ, a person will come to him and he will believe that he's a believer. فَيَتْبَعُهُ, but he will end up following the Dajjal. Why? مِمَّا يُبَعَثُ بِهِ مِنَ الشُّبَهَاتِ, due to the doubts that the Dajjal has been sent with. And as a side benefit, Ikhwan, Ibn Battah uses his hadith to say and to highlight that the people of Sunnah should stay away from the people of Bid'ah. Why? Because يَشْتَرِكُونَ مَعَ الدَّجَّالِ فِي مَاذَا, فِي وَجُودِ الشُّبَهَاتِ, the presence of doubts. The presence of doubts. If somebody is a person of shubahat, you stay away from him. No matter who he is. إِذَا كَانَ صَاحِبْ شُبَهَات. Even if he says, I'm on the sunnah. If you sit with him and all the time he's throwing doubts. Now, but what about this? But Sheikh Fulan said this. You know, but what do you say about this? You know, look at this on YouTube. You know, look at what this Sheikh said about such and such. And it's doubts in order to weaken your tamassuk, your clinging to the sunnah, and it's doubts to defend the people of innovation and misguidance. Why are you sitting with him? Ibn Battah rahimahullah used this hadith in his Ibana, Al-Ibana Al-Kubra, to highlight the importance of staying away from the people of innovation and not listening to their doubts. Because you open your ears, there's a chance that you're going to be affected. You don't control what your heart. May Allah grant us all firmness. So na'am, one of the ways to escape the fitna of the Dajjal is to flee from the Dajjal. Likewise, another hadith that the Shaykh mentioned, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, and this is the 10th hadith that he mentioned, hadith Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned in front of the people, المسيح الدجال, the Antichrist. فقال إن الله ليس بأعور. ألا إن المسيح الدجال أعور العين اليمنى كأن عينه عنبة طافية. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, he mentioned the Dajjal in front of the people saying, Allah is not one-eyed. Allah Azza wa Jalla is not one-eyed. However, the Dajjal is blind in the right eye. The Dajjal is one-eyed. And his eye looks like a bulging out grape. Na'am, that's one of the descriptions of the Dajjal. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in another hadith, إِنَّ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ مَكْتُوب كَافِرٌ. Between his two eyes, it is written what? It is written kafir. In one narration, kafara. In another hadith, there comes yaqra'uhu kullu mu'min. Every believer will be able to read it. That he has kafir written between his eyes. Those who can read and those who can't read. However, la yarahu al kafir walau ya'rif al kitaba. The disbeliever, even if he knows how to read and write, he could have the best degree from the best university in the world. If he's a kafir, he will not be able to read it. And na'am, as the ulama, they said, نَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْأَحَادِيثَ عَلَى ظَاهِرِهَا. We understand those ahadith upon their apparent meanings. Na'am, it is written between his eyes. Na'am, no doubt. Likewise, we find in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it mentions the speed that he moves through the earth. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about this speed, he said what? كالغيث. Like a like clouds driven by the winds. That's how fast he will travel through the earth. And there are a lot more could be said, Ikhwan, but this is not really just a dars, mada, to go into too much detail, because alhamdulillah, tomorrow we will speak about what? We will speak about the nuzul, the descent of Isa, alayhi salatu wassalam. Hopefully, what we've mentioned so far, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, is sufficient to explain the point that was mentioned by Al-Imam Al-Barbahari to establish our belief in Al-Masih Al-Dajjal. And alhamdulillah, some details were given that hopefully inshaAllah will benefit us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq. Khalas, we'll stop there. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa jazakum Allahu khayran.